This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
It's all heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Lots of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's why we'd like you to listen. Listen up and listen good, they say. You know, the best skill a leader can have is the listening skill. That's what I always used to teach my leadership people, and I still teach it today. The best skill you can have is to listen. 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 Don't overtalk people. Don't you hate it when you have a guest on a show and the commentator is overtalking the guest? You get so many points are lost. The guest comes on the show, but they, you know, like the guest can't articulate himself because the host is being a host, right? I have a good guest and I'm going to bask in your glory, you good guest, rather than to get the information out. Because I know my listeners want content. They want real information, real honest dialogue. That's what we get here on Agenda 21 Radio. So anyway, big story, of course, Grievance 56 Sheriffs. We're going to be talking about that. We probably will read a little bit of it or listen to a little bit of it. You know, in fact, I like it so much, I might want to just listen to a little bit of it right now. Well, you know, we can do that. You know, it's a modern day and age. We can actually listen to the grievances that we read. Listen up. This is the intro to the grievance. And we're going to join the grievance in a second. Kind of catchy little thing here. Roar back, New California. Donate, newcaliforniastate.com. Grievance 56, New Californians wear the yellow vest in sympathy for the revolution in France and support for the French people. And as a show of support for all California sheriffs, California law enforcement, federal border patrol, and ICE agents. Grievance 56. February 19, 2010.
Oh, State of New California notice to all Californians. Grievance 56. February 19, 2019. New California is a new state in development, exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Sections 3 and 4 of the United States Constitution. Statement of Intent. The citizens of New California have decided to remedy the abuse of power by the government of California by exercising their right to form a new state provided in United States Constitution, Article 4, Sections 3 and Section 4. We are determined to live under a state government in the United States of America and under the Constitution of the United States. New Declaration, New California Declaration of Independence of January 15, 2018 states, whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. When a long train of abuses and acts to seize and hold the people's power without legal authority and pursuing invariably the same object that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Preamble of the new California State Constitution states, we, the representatives of the undersigned counties within the state of California, do acknowledge and humbly invoke the favor of Almighty God for continued civil and religious liberty to ourselves and our posterity. First Amendment of the United States Constitution states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. The counties of New California bring forward 95 grievances to be announced in public on Tuesday at 11 a.m. State of New California Grievance 56, Declaration of Grievance, Statement of Facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern border the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator who openly defies federal law. California state government is in direct violation of the following. United States Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive when legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence. United States Constitution, Article 6, Section 2. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding.
Well, that's the opening salvo, if you will, of Grievance 56. We're going to be hearing a little bit more about the other parts of the grievance because there's three parts to the grievance, actually. Probably people don't realize that. And you heard the opening salvo, which we're laying down the justification for the grievance. In what sections of the Constitution where we are grieving? You talk about a protest. This is an awesome protest. It's the pyramidal. I call it the pyramidal protest that we had yesterday. It was really not a protest. Show of support for the sheriff's department, Yuba County Sheriff, actually. And you know, it's interesting. This all took place at the Yuba County Sheriff's Office. Next week, this will take place in many sheriffs. Offices or in front of. It's kind of like a neat little deal. Anyway, it's a classic. This yesterday was a classic grievance, laying down why we support, of course, the sheriffs. It's a statement that we support sheriffs all throughout California and the United States. we support them. Elected sheriffs. Key term, elected by the citizens, not appointed by bureaucrats. That does not work. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Burning down the house. That's what they're doing in California. Well, they're trying to, right? I mean, all the forest fires and everything. All those fires burning down the house and burning down the state and, of course, desiring to nationalize everything. That's really what's going on in California. Right. That is what is going on in California, is the nationalization. Well, you can't say the statization, I guess. The state's taken over all the assets of all the private entities, the largest ones, of course, being such as the power companies, energy companies. That's their gig. Insurance companies, because, you know, insurance has such a wide area. So insurance companies, especially your smaller ones, are going to be part of the state. Right? Right. Here's one for the ages. This is an article I'm not going to read. Biggest breast butt awards given to cheerleaders at a banquet. Okay. Now, how inappropriate is that? How inappropriate is that? Here's another one. I want to get into the Trump thing that's going on. I want to get into the big news thing. This Laura Logan thing has been calling me out, actually. This is the article about bias in the media. And she was on, apparently, one of the media. I can't remember the name of it because I was listening to it. And, you know, we do this multiple listening thing where I've got, like, all these different things going on. And this situation with her, we're gonna play it here in a second, and it's interesting because if you don't know who Laura Logan is, I believe she's with CNN, and she was being interviewed. You don't have it here from Beverly Halber, president of district. Okay, Laura Logan, CBS News, not CNN, CBS News. And she's with 60 Minutes. You've seen her on 60 Minutes. Beautiful lady. But she's also just, you know, fantastic in terms of her ability to ferret. She's honest. And she should be. You know, this is the thing, is that a lot of these people, they get in these positions and they're, you know, they realize, especially in the mainstream media, the lie is the thing. And one of the things she points out, I believe, is the shallowness of reporting, the reportage being so shallow for many of these things. Here we go.
Correspondent speaking out against bias in the media in an interview that she herself described as, quote, professional suicide.
But in this country, 85% of journalists are registered Democrats. So that's just a fact. We've abandoned our pretense, or at least the effort, to be objective today.
All right. That's her perspective. Is she right on this? Has the media abandoned objectivity in the age of Donald Trump? Joining me now to discuss is the president of District Media Group, Beverly Halber. Thanks for coming on this morning. When you talk to people, it does seem that a lot of the faith and trust in the media has eroded over the last 2 to 3 years. What do you think of her comments?
Well, I completely agree with her. I think she was very brave to come out and say what she did. You played that clip. It's professional suicide for her to do so. But I think it's important to point it out. I think even this lack of objectivity, often the reporters don't even know that that exists. There was a story last week about reporters helping Kamala Harris pick out a jacket. They retweeted this, saying they thought it was great. Didn't see any problem with this potentially crossing the line and helping a candidate. I mean, what's next? Are they going to help her with debate prep? So they often don't even aware, or aren't even aware, that they are doing this.
Yeah. You look at the coverage of the president. When you talk about the media coverage of this president, about 90% of the coverage, according to the Media Research Center, is negative, 90% negative. This all kind of started with, if you remember, that those comments by Jill Abramson of The New York Times, a former editor for The New York Times. And she said that they've really lost their way in all of this. To have this kind of backed up by a very solid former CBS reporter, it doesn't bode well for the media.
And one example that's current when it comes to President Trump is, of course, his declaration of a national emergency. Something that's not, hasn't been covered or wasn't covered as much, was that President Obama actually built 97 miles of a border wall. He actually did declare a crisis at the border and asked for funding. But yet newspapers never asked whether or not that crisis really existed when President Obama called it that. But of course, when the president does, President Trump, that's something that they dig into. Is there really a crisis? Is there really a national emergency? So they're always fighting against what he says, always trying to prove him wrong. And the amount of times that he is called a liar. Now, I do think the president has some credibility issues on occasion. It's right to point out inaccuracies, but he never even gets a fair shake.
Let me ask you this. I mean, it seemed as though the president set a trap for the media in a lot of ways. He went after them so hard, was so insulting of our national media. And I feel like if the media would have stayed above the fray and let him go low and they stayed high, they could have done a much better job of this. But instead, they went right down with him and went right back after him. And in the end, the media loses most of the credibility. He's still the president. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I often don't like the way that President Trump uses his rhetoric. So I agree with many people who think that maybe he should lay off Twitter a little bit, shouldn't say things the way that he does, shouldn't name call. But when the media retaliates, it actually proves his point.
Yeah.
There are so often when he calls them fake news, he says that they're dishonest, and often they do prove to be that way. So I actually think they're giving a lot more credibility to what the president says. And here's the other part. One of the reasons why people in this country do like that the president has called out the liberal mainstream media is that so often we have seen it over the years that this is how they treat conservatives. Look at, you mentioned the Covington case, which is now going, suing the Washington Post. The way those boys, and specifically that one boy, was treated, we see that, and it's horrific. And we also know that this has happened far too often.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff. Big comment from a former 60 Minutes reporter. Thank you so much, Beverly. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Laura Logan steps out, and she's been with CBS for quite a while. She was on the a podcast, basically, doing a podcast, and of course they were videotaping the podcast. And it's hashtag Mike Drop. Mike Ritland? Ritland. Ritland. Like Ritland. No, Ritland. I believe it's R-I-T-L-A-N-D. He is the guy who does this. I've never heard of the guy, but he gets this exclusive interview. We're going to chime in just for a second because this is from the actual YouTube.
It's to the media and how powerful they are, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or most of the mainstream media outlets, and just how absurdly left-leaning they are. As a journalist, one, like, how do you combat that? And two, what, you know, where do you even fucking go from there?
Can't have that. We won't have that. Sorry, we can't have that, and we won't have it. Anyway, so he kind of blows. I'll get her comment here.
Feel very painfully, because it makes my life hell, to be honest. I don't like cages, and for me, parties and labels and all of that—they're cages, mm-hmm. right? I mean, so I don't identify as. I don't identify myself politically like that. I've just always been that way. I know what's right, and I know what's good and what's not good. And when I meet people, I'm not looking at what party you belong to, you know, or defining you because of where you live. Oh, you live in California, you must be, you know, crazy liberal or whatever. You live in Texas, you got to be a right-wing racist redneck, right? Republican kind of thing. I hate those stereotypes. First of all, they're just ridiculous.
You see, this is kind of interesting. That just a little bit of information from her here, it's starting to spell why she's in confliction and has been professionally for years, probably in her job. And anyway, I would think that she's looking for another job, maybe with Fox News or something like that. You know, she's coming out as maybe a conservative. Shocking. Shocking. I can tell you, shocking. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here. You know, the media is losing it. We're not. They are. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, Second Amendment issues coming up, and we've been worried about this for a long time. And are they going to be confiscating your guns? And the answer is yes. In California, that is exactly what is about to be happening to just about everybody who's got a gun. They're going to come for our guns. That is their goal. They know that. We all know that. And it's sooner than later, a lot of people think. Now, that is probably the biggest fact of all. That's a factoid you probably can't, resist. I don't think you can. You know. That's what they want to do. They want to take away your guns so that they can take away all your property and then your life. That's the way they do it in communist China. Why wouldn't they do it in communist California? Duh. I mean, I hate to like break it down to you, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. This is the way they're acting in California, is the Department of Justice, the brown shirts as we call them now. They used to be really a highly respected law enforcement organization, very highly respected. But as time goes by, you know, Casablanca, right? And totalitarianism comes on the rise. Then guess what? Gun confiscation becomes real. And that's really what they're trying to do, is take your guns right now. We know that. We know this. This is just kind of like statement of the obvious. We're going to chime into the gun guy here for a couple minutes. Runs an article on the, well, they're coming for your guns.
Aha!
They're coming for your guns. This is a little roll-in right there. He's got.
Hi, this is Joel Persinger. I'm the gun guy. Now, I've got some startling video to show you in just a second that was posted by another YouTuber. It was posted right after the California Department of Justice showed up at his house with four agents in an unmarked vehicle to confiscate his two AR-15 pistols. From what I understand, this happened today. And when they confiscated him not because this man's a criminal, he's not, but because he tried to legally register them. I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to give you a recap afterwards. I got to tell you, after watching this, I try not to lose my temper, but I actually had to spend some time praying and calming down before I produced this video. I suspect you'll feel the same. Here's the video that the man shot when the officers showed up at his door.
But that was for the 80%. So I have a question, because I've read and I've talked to many people that 80, you know, the 80% lower pistols.
But these are all
one, like one guy will.
These are all opinions.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be settled in court. I'm not a judge. I'm not a lawyer.
Is there any way I can keep the comp mag that I paid for?
No. If we take them as we find.
Are you serious? I just bought those.
So that's what I'm telling you. This is for the courts to decide. It's not up. For me, they tell me it's illegal because they find these. We tell them we take them out. That's what we do. Okay. Now, those are the sections that they refer to you to. Those sections that I refer to you, get you a lawyer, and you can go through them, give you a lot of paperwork, whatever you need to do.
Hmm. Well, you guys just made a case to tell people not to register their guns.
That's not up to me.
Well, it just sucks because I'm trying to be,
I don't make those laws.
But you did take an oath. You did take an oath.
We all vote, so.
You guys did take oaths.
That's how it is.
The problem is that this is.
I to uphold the law, and that's why I'm
here. No, to support the Constitution. See, listen to this guy.
The Constitution of California.
So the federal Constitution
is different.
And for both.
For both.
But the problem is that. I'm trying to be a law-abiding citizen,
and you are, sir.
And you know, all four of you know that this. You guys know that this. You guys.
You're not going to jail today.
You guys know that this is wrong.
See.
And we understand. So that's why you're not going to jail.
Sir, the fact that there's law and there's firearms and there's California strict firearms, the fact that
I know, but
you or one of us may disagree with them.
But no. The problem is that the broad spectrum where it's like some people are like my AR-15 pistols went through just fine. You know, and then there's other
they're
people
not
that are
brown
like,
shirts, by the way.
Nah, I got my shit confiscated.
They're in the black
uniform. So that's where, you know, it's
police
like,
on them.
Where in the law does it say that this Unsafe Handgun Act happened for this registration that happened? Because prior
video
to June or July 3rd of 2018, all ghost guns, 80% lowers, had to be registered with the DOJ.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying? So I registered them. If I would have just let them as lowers, then it probably would have went through. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. The lowers would have gone through. Like I said, you registered one.
So I registered four.
I have one that you registered in 2018, June 20th, as a lower.
So they're disguising themselves as police.
Mm-hmm. That was prior to
rather
the
than making
caliber.
A statement on their
so
uniforms
the
that they're Department
on
of
it,
Justice. So they're,
it becomes unsolved.
It's a disguise. They
Unless
have
it,
a police
the
hat
only way
on,
you can build this and own
police
this
in the front of the chest.
But
and we're not asking to see it. I'm just letting you know for your reference.
But they're fixed mat. But they're. But
well, you're not letting
this
me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a little
leaving.
Flustered.
We're leaving, so you're not. Letting
Damn.
Me. You're not in
I apologize
to
too.
There's no point in me.
I'm serious. I apologize. I really did. I'm very sorry.
Why should he be?
There's no point if you keep.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
That one, if you did not build it as a feature this rifle, it's an assault weapon in California. That's a felony. You're found in possession of that. You will go to jail.
Hold on. Say that one more time. I'm really
that
sorry.
That lower you purchased and you legally registered, if you built it as anything other than a featureless rifle,
mm-hmm.
that's an assault weapon, and if you're found in possession of it, that's a felony.
Okay.
Wow. Even if it has a bullet button, even if it has this.
But the problem is that
you can't build it other than featureless.
But we can't make AR-15 pistols featureless because of the overall length.
We can't make AR pistols, period, today. Period.
Did it start today, or?
January 1st, 2016.
So, wait.
And that's it. There's a lot to read through, believe me. I read
the, I know. We
there's
we
a
already
lot to read through, try to we'd, figure it out. Like, that's why I'm telling you, I'm not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer either.
I'm not here to argue the point.
I know, but you guys.
Along. I'm just telling you what's on the books today, and we'll get to
it. I know, but you guys are the ones that are coming over here to say that you uphold the law, right? And so you should
that's
know. The,
what we,
but to know the law, the 2016
if
one
we
that's.
I believe you were doing the right thing. You're trying to do the right thing. You have no criminal history.
Yeah.
We're just going to take it. You're not going to get it.
But I can't keep the com mag.
We can't take it from now.
Wow. This is really disturbing, isn't it?
Gentlemen. Oh, business cards, please.
When the Nazis show up.
I'll give you my business card.
All four, please.
This is my report.
Okay.
This is my report, and then my report.
I know. All you guys are here, though.
Yeah, this is my
demand. When this show, when this happens, you get all the cards from all the officers. There's four officers here. And they look like police. They don't look like Department of Justice. They got their all
that's
uniforms
odd too.
On.
That's weird. I understand you guys have to deal with people that suck. I got it. There's people that are really, you know, it's like, I'm nervous, obviously.
And most people are not going to register.
And that's, you know.
Because they feel that's their right. There's nothing you can do about it.
Well, it does say not to be infringed.
Nothing
but,
you can do about
you know, it.
It
does. I mean, it's like, you know, it sucks because it's like, I'm trying to be a, you know, my neighbors are probably like, oh,
you can
great.
Do about it.
Look at this, you know, the guy with tattoos, it's all nice. You know, now he has all these fucking cops down at his house. You know, it's like.
You don't need that language either. Come on, what's wrong with you guys? Stop that. So that was a very telling right there. We'll see if the commentator.
There are several issues that I have with this, not least of which being the obvious ones, and that is that these guys showed up at his door all decked out and cam in their tactical gear and gave him an attitude. Here's this guy was, I thought, extremely cooperative, extremely polite. He's trying to ask the officer some questions, and what does the officer do? You're not letting me talk. You're not letting me talk, so okay, fine. So he closes up his little folder there and wants to give the guy an attitude. And I thought to myself, you know what, officer? You're supposed to be a public servant. You show up at a man's house whom you know is an honest, law-abiding citizen. Otherwise, he wouldn't have bothered to try to register the guns. In fact, the officer even said, well, you know, other people wouldn't even try to register them.
The problem is the officers are acting like Nazis.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You know, one of the things that Donald Trump's going to be doing is going to, just a little side note to all this stuff, I'm going to jump into this thing that is going on here, a couple of things here. Peace declaration looms large over Trump-Kim summit. This is huge. The Korean War could end. Could end. Finally, after all this, right? Peace declaration looms large over Trump-Kim summit. Hanoi barber offers leaders hairdos. It's going to be in Hanoi, Vietnam, right? It's going to be in Hanoi. It's pretty awesome, actually. I mean, it's, you know, finally that, you know, my father-in-law fought in that war. He was in the Chosun Reservoir. So this is a really big deal. Couple of other things. Kamala Harris, this is building to something else. Kamala Harris's Jamaican father rips her for pushing pot stereotype. Okay? I'm a Jamaican. This is another one that's very enticing, and we have the links up on this on Agenda 21 Radio. Alleged abuse of deaf children on two continents points to Vatican failings. Quote, Pope ignored them. Another quote, another part of the story. Francis says church's attackers linked to devil. I can't resist this. This is deaf children. Alleged abuse of deaf children on two continents points to Vatican's failings. Wow. The Washington Post. The Washington Post. Argentina. When investigators swept in and raided the religious Antonio Pravdo Institute for the Deaf, they uncovered one of the worst cases yet among the global abuse scandals plaguing the Catholic Church. A place of silent torment where prosecutors say pedophiles preyed on the most isolated and submissive children. The scope of the alleged abuse was vast. Charges are pending against 13 suspects. A 14th person pleaded guilty to sexual abuse, including rape, and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. The case of the accused ringleader, an octogenarian Italian priest named Nicola Corradi, is set to go before a judge next month. Corradi was spiritual director of the school and had a decades-long career spanning two continents. And so his arrest in late 2016 raised an immediate question. Now, we heard about this and couldn't get a lot of information about it. I wonder why, because they're hiding it. I mean, I'm just telling you, I remember this. God, deaf children. If you ever worked or been around deaf children in large mass, it's I was familiar with the CSDR, which is the California School for the Deaf in Riverside, and worked with them because we had competitive athletic teams. And to take advantage, and I remember this coming up a couple years back, and there was nothing else to go on. Now we're getting like the full story. This is now 3 years later. I'm going to read this again. Karate was spiritual director of the school and had a decades-long career spanning two continents, and so his arrest in late 2016 raised an immediate question. Did the Catholic Church have any sense that it could be a danger to children, that he could be a danger to children? The answer, according to Washington Post investigation that included a review of court and church documents, private letters, and dozens of interviews in Argentina and Italy, is that church officials up to and including Pope Francis were warned repeatedly and directly about a group of alleged predators that included karate, yet they took no apparent action against him. This just makes me sick. Now, I'm not trying to spread the sickness here, but we got to have this out because it was hidden before. I want Pope Francis to come here. I want him to explain how this happened, how they knew this and did nothing. A 24-year-old alumna of the Provala Institute said, using sign language as her hands shook in rage. She and her 22-year-old brother, who requested anonymity to share their experiences as minors, are among at least 14 former students who say they were victims of abuse at the now-shuttered boarding school in the shadow of the Andes. They were the perfect victims. This is the thing, the vulnerable. It just makes me sick. The modern-day Catholic Church, huh? Oh, in Argentina, I might add. Oh, the Pope is from Argentina. Shocking. So is Peter McLaren. Oh, and where's he at? Chapman University. Good friend of the communist Pope. Oh, yes, he's a Maoist, Marxist, radical at Chapman University. And that's right, they have an Italian president now, a mathematician at Chapman University. I wonder what they're doing down there in the city of Orange. Spreading communism, anybody? Molesting children? I don't know. It's a university. Don't do that sort of thing there, right? They were the perfect victims, said Gustavo Straplana, the chief prosecutor in the case. And yet, they may not have been the first. Of course not. Because always in these situations, it's 100% guaranteed, ladies and gentlemen, in these situations, there's always a lot more. I'm serious, my stomach is churning right now. Is also under, it says, and yet they may have been, okay, now 83, he is under investigation, this karate guy, for sexual crimes at a sister school in Argentina where he worked from 1970 to 94. An alumni of the related school in Italy, where he served earlier, identified, wow, that this is a blow-up thing. How's the Pope handling it, huh? Ignoring it. He wants silence.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's All Present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, well, you know, I had a little bit of brew left in the pot. So I visited, I partook of the brew that was there available. Okay, so we're finding out who are the ones behind all the evils of the world. And that last story about Covered It, we're going to be making sure that that gets posted up on Agenda 21. We've got the links already there. You can go and visit 821r.com and get the whole story for yourself. It's from the Washington Post, but it's we get it by another... for some reason, we didn't get it out of the Post. you know, sometimes they bury these things in blogs. I don't know if you're aware of that. These stories, they want to print or publish, but they don't want out, really out, for fear of retaliation, retribution, all that good stuff. That's what we have probably here. I'm just speculating, you know. I'm just speculating because, you know, they like these things to not really be out, but they're out. So the Washington Post, though, you have to say the Bezos thing. Well, you know, the thing about Bezos, and Amazon, because he owns the Washington Post. He just pulled a multiple billions of dollars headquarters out of New York because of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her statements about capitalism and so on. So why should, and of course the taxation, you know, encouraging huge taxation on which really was, so that's why everybody's leaving New York. Shocking. Massive taxation, regulation, taxes, fees, everything else. I mean, oh my gosh. It's mind-boggling. People leaving New York and going to Florida. Of course. Well, that's what's happening in California. People are leaving California for the same reason and going to Texas, right? Well, now it's New California. We're going to put a stop to all that nonsense. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and also NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. By the way, the convention number 4 will be announced tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.